The Gospel Wagon. In our efforts to reach the people, there is danger of adopting methods that will not produce the best results. Plans may be followed which seem to excite much interest for the time, but the effect proves that the work is not abiding. The use of the gospel wagon may accomplish some good, but in most cases, the after results will be disappointing. People will be attracted by the music and will listen to the addresses and appeals that are made. But the workers pass rapidly from place to place, and there is not time for persons to become established in the faith. The impressions made are soon effaced. Little seed has been sown that springs up and bears fruit. When the season is ended, there will be few sheaves to be gathered. Experience will show that the results are not proportionate to the expenditure. The work is too much like that of carrying a torch through a district in the night. The places where the torchbearer goes are light, but not many tapers are kindled from his torch, and when he has gone his way, the darkness is almost as great as before. In this manner of working, there is danger of depending too much on outward display to attract the people. The mission of Christ was not conducted in this way. Outward display is not to characterize our work. We must not give the impression that we link amusement with the solemn work for this time. If the workers have a real love for souls, they may find more effective methods of labor. Other plans could be devised which would be less expensive and would have a much better after influence. And this method of working will not have the best effect upon the workers themselves. Outward attraction and display encourage sensational ideas by which some of the workers may be spoiled for any effective service. In this manner of life, they are likely to obtain a shifting, changeable experience. Plans should be followed by which each working force may know what kind of work it is doing and may be able to gather up the sheaves. Expend your money in a work in which each worker may be able to see something of the results and know that God was with him. We want to have daily and individual experience in the things of God. And each laborer should be learning to build up the work so that it shall be solid and abiding.